Seattle is a foodie city. It even has its own Seattle-style hot dog. On a recent Friday night, KUOW listener Mara Dillinger is at a hot dog cart in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. She's having her fourth hot dog of the night.
I asked KUOW where'd the Seattle dog come from, and now they're forcing me to eat all the Seattle dogs in Seattle.
Dillinger explores the Seattle dog question with KUOW's Ruby DeLuna and Anna Boyko-Wyrock. Here's what they learned.
In case you're wondering, the Seattle dog is a hot dog with grilled onions and a special ingredient.
Cream cheese!
Yeah, my reaction was, really? Cream cheese?
Oh, but Ruby, it's so good.
Now, how did that even become a thing? And by the way, other listeners had the same question.
And now, we're ready to dish.
Oh, no food puns.
So, the Seattle dog actually started with bagels. Here's the whole story.
Okay, can you hear us?
I sure can hear you. Yeah.
We're talking with Hadley Long. He created the Seattle dog. See, Hadley had a successful pushcart in the college town of Carbondale, Illinois. Not a hot dog cart, but a bagel cart.
And it was all over charcoal grill, and it was all vegetarian. I was the bagel man for a college town.
He sold vegetarian bagels in Carbondale for 8 years, but he wanted to see if his bagels would do well elsewhere.
I thought I felt like the big fish in the small pond, and I always wanted to see if I could be the big fish in the big pond. And in the late 80s, Seattle was the place to go.
So he followed his dreams to Seattle, where he worked at a bagel deli in Pioneer Square. He convinced the owner to let him start a push cart at night from 10 in the evening to 2:30 in the morning.
Selling?
Yep, vegetarian bagels. He was on prime real estate, in between J&M Cafe and the Central Tavern, where grunge legends like Alice in Chains were headbanging on stage.
The Pioneer Square was just like the mecca. You could pay one charge, you can get a wristband, and go to like seven different bars and hear live music.
What kind of demand was there for your vegetarian bagels?
I did okay. I can't tell you how many people would always ask me for, you know, hot dogs or sausage. You got bratwurst, you got a Cajun hot link, you got a hot dog.
Customers wanted meat.
I didn't want to sell out and be a hot dog vendor. So I had these, I call them bagel sticks.
They're essentially bagels shaped like hot dog buns. He put cream cheese and a hot dog on them.
And that was the beginning of Hadley's Bagel Dogs.
When you smear a hot dog with cream cheese, it's slippery. So every bagel he sold came with this instruction.
Hold on to it. Put a hand on the bottom and put a hand on the top. You got to hold on to it.
Over time, other vendors started putting cream cheese and grilled onions on their hot dogs. It got the name Seattle Dog.
Like at Al's Gourmet Sausage in Soda.
Down to second. Ben and Tendi safe at...
Do people like the cream cheese?
Are you kidding me?
That's owner Al Griffin.
We would have a war if we didn't have cream cheese.
The Seattle Dog has migrated from Pioneer Square across the city
to Capitol Hill outside music venues,
to Ballard, where it lives with microbrews, games of cornhole, and real dogs. And now, the Seattle Dog has even gone vegan. It has soy-based cream cheese and a seitan sausage.
KUOW listener Mara Dillinger brought us to her favorite spot, Cycle Dogs. We split a dog three ways.
The cream cheese is really mild, so it's mostly you're depending on this delicious bready onion flavor.
I'm still trying to decide what to make of this.
As for Hadley Long, the creator of the dog, he moved to Idaho years ago. He misses those grunge days, and he's flattered his invention is thriving.
Seattle has made Hadley's bagel dog its own, and the hot dog continues to change along with our changing city. I'm Ruby DeLuna.
And I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.
KUOW News.
Do you want my napkin?
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.